Today is December 25th, Christmas Day, 2012. Merry, merry Christmas. The waiting is over. The Savior has come to redeem mankind from his sin, to redeem us all. Joy to the world. Merry Christmas.
As Joseph was a-walking, he heard an angel sing, "This night shall be the birth time of Christ the heavenly King." As Joseph was a-walking, he heard an angel sing, "This night shall be the birth time of Christ the heavenly King." He neither shall be born yet in house and nor in hall, nor in the place of paradise, but in an ox's stall.
Zechariah chapter 8, verse 1 through 23. The word from the Lord of heavenly forces came to me. The Lord of heavenly forces proclaims, "I care passionately about Zion. I burn with passion for her." The Lord proclaims, "I have returned to Zion. I will settle in Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be called the city of truth. The mountain of the Lord of heavenly forces will be the holy mountain." The Lord of heavenly forces proclaims, "Old men and old women will again dwell in the plazas of Jerusalem. Each of them will have a staff in their hand because of their great age. The city will be full of boys and girls playing in its plazas. The Lord of Heavenly Forces proclaims, even though it may seem to be a miracle for the few remaining among this people in these days, should it seem to be a miracle for me? Says the Lord of Heavenly Forces. The Lord of Heavenly Forces proclaims, I'm about to deliver my people from the land of the east and the land of the west. I'll bring them back so they will dwell in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be their God, in truth and in righteousness. The Lord of Heavenly Forces proclaims, be strong, you who are now hearing these words from the mouths of the prophets, spoken on the day when the foundations for the house of the Lord of Heavenly Forces were laid. Before this time, there were no wages for people or animals. There was no relief from distress about going out or coming in, because I set everyone against their own neighbor. But now, unlike those earlier days, I'll be with the few remaining among this people, says the Lord of Heavenly Forces. The seed is healthy. The vine will give its fruit. The land will give its produce. The heavens will give its dew. I will give the remnant of this people all these things. Just as you were a curse among the nations, house of Judah and house of Israel, so now I will deliver you. You will be a blessing. Don't fear, but be strong. The Lord of Heavenly Forces proclaims, just as I planned evil against you when your ancestors angered me, says the Lord of Heavenly Forces, and did not relent, so now I have changed course and again plan to do good in Jerusalem and the house of Judah. Don't be afraid. These are the things you should do. Speak the truth to each other. Make truthful, just, and peaceable decisions within your gates. Don't plan evil for each other. Don't adore swearing falsely, for all of these things are things that I hate, says the Lord. The word of the Lord of Heavenly Forces came to me. The Lord of Heavenly Forces proclaims, the fasts of the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th months will become times of joy and gladness, pleasant feasts for the house of Judah, love, truth, and peace. The Lord of Heavenly Forces proclaims, peoples will still come, the inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one city will go to another, saying, let's go and seek the favor of the Lord and look for the Lord of Heavenly Forces. I'm going too. Many peoples and mighty nations will come to seek the Lord of Heavenly Forces in Jerusalem and to seek the favor of the Lord. The Lord of Heavenly Forces proclaims, in those days, 10 men from nations with entirely different languages will grab hold of Judean clothes and say, let's go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Revelation chapter 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple say to the 7 angels, go and pour out the 7 bowls of God's anger on the earth. So the first angel poured his bowl on the earth, and a nasty and terrible sore appeared on the people who had the beast's mark and worshipped its image. The second angel poured his bowl into the sea, and the sea turned into blood like the blood of a corpse, and every living thing in the sea died. The third angel poured his bowl into the rivers and springs of water, and they turned into blood. Then I heard the angel of the waters say, you are just, Holy One, who is and was, because you have given these judgments. They poured out the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They deserve it. And I heard the altar say, yes, Lord God Almighty, your judgments are true and just. The fourth angel poured his bowl on the sun, and it was allowed to burn people with fire. The people were burned by intense heat, and they cursed the name of the God who had power over these plagues. But they didn't change their hearts and lives and give him glory. The fifth angel poured his bowl over the beast's throne, and darkness covered its kingdom. People bit their tongues because of their pain, and they cursed the God of heaven because of their pains and sores, but they didn't turn away from what they had done. Then the sixth angel poured his bowl out on the great river Euphrates. Its water was dried up, so that the way was ready for the kings from the east. Then I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come from the dragon's mouth, the beast's mouth, and the mouth of the false prophet. These are demonic spirits that do signs. They go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for battle on the great day of God the Almighty. Look, I'm coming like a thief. Favored are those who stay awake and clothed, so that they don't go around naked and exposed to shame. The spirits gathered them at the place that is called in Hebrew, Armageddon. Then the seventh angel poured his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out from the temple, from the throne, saying, "It is done." There were lightning strikes, voices, and thunder, and a great earthquake occurred. The earthquake was greater than any that have occurred since there have been people on earth. The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. God remembered Babylon, the great, so that he gave her the wine cup of his furious anger. Every island fled and the mountains disappeared. Huge hailstones weighing about 100 pounds came down from heaven on the people. They cursed God for the plague of hail because the plague was so terrible. Psalm 144 of David. Bless the Lord, my rock, who taught my hands how to fight, who taught my fingers how to do battle. God is my loyal one, my fortress, my place of safety, my rescuer, my shield, in whom I take refuge, and the one who subdues people before me. What are human beings, Lord, that you know them at all? What are human beings that you even consider them? Humans are like a puff of air. Their days go by like a shadow. Lord, part your skies and come down. Touch the mountains so they smoke. Flash lightning and scatter the enemy. Shoot your arrows and defeat them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me from deep water, from the power of strangers whose mouths speak lies and whose strong hand is a strong hand of deception. I will sing a new song to you, God. I will sing praises to you on a 10-stringed harp. To you, the one who gives saving help to rulers and who rescues his servant David from the evil sword, rescue me and deliver me from the power of strangers whose mouths speak lies and whose strong hand is a strong hand of deception, so that our sons can grow up fully in their youth like plants, so that our daughters can be like pillars carved to decorate a palace, so that our barns can be full, providing all kinds of food, so that our flocks can be in the thousands, even tens of thousands, in our fields, so that our cattle can be loaded with calves, so that there won't be any breach in the walls, no exile, no outcries in our streets. The people who have it like this are truly happy. The people whose God is the Lord are truly happy. Proverbs 30, 29-31. There are three things that are excellent in their stride. Four that are excellent as they walk. A lion, a warrior among beasts, which doesn't back down at anything. The strut of a rooster or a male goat, and a king with his army. We thank you for your arrival, Jesus. this the day that we commemorate your coming, your birth as an infant, God wrapped in flesh, coming for his people to model life and to redeem us from our sins. And then we look toward the end of the story and we see certain things happening on the world, and we can read this Christmas day and say, oh, but this isn't the soft and gentle Jesus. But you have come to redeem mankind. And birthing pains must happen, you say. And so we say, come, Jesus. Come, because you have come. And you have rescued your people. But your people are now awaiting your return. So come, Jesus. We love you. We adore you. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you help us today and every day going forward to look for his arrival and to live bringing the kingdom of God. We love you. We adore you. And we do take this moment to remember with softness of heart and tenderness, peace on earth, goodwill to men, to remember you as a baby, to remember that shalom is our ultimate destiny, the peace and order of God. And we commemorate that this day as we fellowship with each other, as friends and family from far away are together. We remember you. We love you. Thank you for coming for us, Jesus. Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone. I trust that you have a beautiful and holy day wherever you are on the face of this earth, from my family to your family. Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Shepherds were watching over their flocks by night. Out of the darkness shone a heavenly light. Feared and they trembled high above the earth. Sang out an angel chorus telling of the Savior's birth. Go tell it on a mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus is born. People go tell it on the mountain, over that hill and everywhere. Go tell it on a mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Yes, I was a seeker, I sought him both night and day. I asked the Lord to help me, he showed me the way. Down in a manger, the humble child was born. God set the salvation on that Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. You gotta go tell it, tell it on the mountain. Is born.
Thank you.